It was a nice Monday across eastern New York and western New England. With high pressure in control, the sky was mainly sunny, and our temperatures today were right around seasonable levels, running in the 30s for afternoon highs. That area of high pressure will remain in control through the first part of tonight. So with mainly clear skies and light winds this evening, temperatures will drop quickly into the teens and 20s. And then later tonight, clouds will increase, and that will stop those temperatures from falling any further. And moving into tomorrow and tomorrow night, a complex storm will impact our area, likely to bring a variety of wintry precipitation through the day tomorrow into tomorrow night. It all starts with the main area of low pressure that will track to our west through the Great Lakes area. At the same time, a secondary low will develop south of Long Island later tomorrow into tomorrow night. So with that primary storm, the main storm going by to our west, that will tend to force warm air into the region. At the same time, the secondary low developing later tomorrow and tomorrow night will tend to stop the warm air from surging all the way to the north. And at the same time, an area of cold high pressure will build across eastern Canada, and that will tend to lock in the cold air right near the ground. So we have a complex storm, and that means a variety of different precipitation types across the region. First, for areas to the north and northeast of Albany, those spots are most likely to see all wintry precipitation in the form of snow and sleet, perhaps some freezing rain as well. A little bit farther south, including the capital region, we're likely to see some snow and icing during tomorrow, possibly even into tomorrow evening before a change over to rain. Sometimes the cold air is a little slow to move out, so we'll have to keep an eye on things in the Albany area, even for the evening commute tomorrow. Farther south and southwest of Albany, we're likely to see some icing at the onset and then a change over to rain later tomorrow into tomorrow night. So it's most wintry north and northeast of Albany. It's least wintry far south and southwest of the capital region. And then on Wednesday, that storm will continue to work its way through with some scattered rain and snow showers, and then conditions will dry out by Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear early, then increasing clouds overnight, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with a wintry mix developing and highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear early, then becoming cloudy overnight, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a wintry mix likely, and highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear early, then becoming cloudy, with lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and an icy mix developing, and highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear early, then becoming cloudy overnight, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, cloudy, a mix of snow and ice developing, slowly changing to rain, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers, highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.